Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion, and it is a very fun job to have, especially when yesterday was a record-breaking day. So we had more sales, more enrollments than we've ever had in the history of Purion, other than backup order days and the last days of the month. So as far as a quote-unquote normal day, March is off to as fast a start as we could have ever hoped or imagined, and we're really, really excited about that. And I've got some new tools in my new back office as I've been testing out the new Dreams platform, and I can watch the numbers and see the numbers and see who's enrolling and see who's building. And, you know, it's really easy to see and fun to see what's happening and how much is happening all across the United States and Canada. So lots and lots of good stuff happening, and lots of important transitions happening. And so what I want to do is just share with you, you know, some of the things that are going on, just a quick update and overview before I turn the call over to Amy, who's going to talk a little bit about shipping and operations. One of the things that everybody's been excited about and what I just alluded to is our Dreams technology platform. And so I'm proud to announce that we're going to launch a live beta test with our Crown Leaders and Field Advisory Board members tomorrow. So what we want to do is make sure that we get a full thumbs up when we go live to the entire field sounds. We've been using test data and test information and making sure that things look and feel and work right, kind of in our own little playground there. But obviously, once you take things out of the sandbox and go to the real world, you know, hopefully everything works just as perfectly in the real world environment as it does in the sandbox environment. But we're going to be putting up these websites, back office, and all the tools that come with the Dreams platform in a secret location that's only going to be available to our Crown Leaders and Field Advisory Board members. And once we get 20 thumbs up, then we're going to go ahead and launch this to the field at large. So it gives all of you one last chance, for those of you who don't have the Dreams platform, to get the special pre-launch price of $119 for a full year. That's less than $10 a month. And for those of you that already purchased the platform, we assure you, you will have more than 1 year's worth of time for your $119. So I know that some of you bought this pre-launch price now, you know, 30 days ago or so. I can assure you that you will get all 12 months and then some. We appreciate your support of the program and of the platform even before you've seen it. And I know that once you see it, once you see the front of the site, once you see the back office tools that we have that make it easier to manage and run your business, once you see the phone app, once you see how simple the gift card system is integrated into the enrollment process and the ordering process, everything's going to get even faster. So we've had a record-breaking day yesterday, and we know that we're in for a long string of record-breaking days ahead. And this DreamCred technology platform, in my opinion, is the biggest business update and innovation that we've had in at least 12, if not 18 months, and is clearly the biggest investment that the company has made in you, the field organization. You know, this is a big six-figure investment, and it's going to leap us forward in a huge way. And so we're excited to roll this out. We want to make sure that it's working well out of the sandbox and in the real world. And as soon as we know that, we'll let everyone know when we're going to flip the switch and turn it on, and your replicated sites are going to look dynamite, not only on a laptop, but also on a mobile device, whether it's an iPad or a notebook or whether it's a mobile phone. You know, everything is going to work the way it's supposed to work, and we want to make sure that it is going to work the way it's supposed to work. Speaking of working the way it's supposed to work, we've had a lot of success with this transformation challenge as a group challenge. And so we've just put in place an ongoing group challenge, if you will, the concept is to find five who want to thrive, and we've changed the transformation challenge. It's just gotten five times more fun, because now instead of just bringing one person to the Native Springs, you can bring up to five friends to David Sandoval's Native Springs Oasis if you win. It's an all-expenses-paid vacation. It includes airfare as well. So this is a big time 10 grand trip that includes hiking and yoga and massage and entertainment. And for those of you who have been to the Native Springs, you know David Sandoval is an amazing host, and this is going to be a fun event. We're going to announce the winners, one male, one female, at our national convention in August in Anaheim. And it's not the person who loses the most weight. It's not the person who loses the most inches. It's just you've got to lose at least 5 pounds, at least 3 inches, and you've got to fill out the form correctly. So make sure that you go to transformationenrollment.com to submit yourself and have the other people that are in your challenge submit as well. So we don't need all 6 submissions at one time, but obviously everyone in your challenge group that decides to do it, and if they enroll in the process, it increases your chance of winning this big grand prize. So lots of things happening from an events perspective. We just got finished with some amazing regional events. Now we're rolling into Crown Universities. There are upcoming Crown Universities in Tampa this weekend, I know, and Atlanta and Denver, Portland, Maine, Long Beach, San Jose, West Palm, all throughout the month of March. And I know there's even some starting to line up in the month of April. So chances are that there's a Crown University that's going to be coming, you know, within 50, 100, 200, 300 miles of you. And if you want to learn how to build a business and capitalize on the momentum and timing that we have right now, then you're going to want to be at a Crown University. I mean, these events keep getting rave reviews no matter which Crown is hosting it and presenting there. And I know that process continues to get better with new PowerPoint presentations and new information and new workbooks. So, you know, every time that we roll something out, we want to make it a little bit better, a little bit bigger, and listen to you as far as the things that you need to be successful. And one of the things that we heard as far as what you want to be successful is more information directly from David Sandoval. And so that's why, you know, trying to pack David Sandoval into an hour or 2 hours or even 4 hours is not enough for those who really want to live the Purium lifestyle. And so he's created a PHP Academy program. It starts with weight control, not coincidentally. Obviously, lots of you have joined the business because of the weight control component. And March 12th through the 15th, there's a live course as well as an online course. And then later in the month, March 26th through 29th, there's a sports performance PHP Academy. So for those of you who are personal trainers, know personal trainers, are a gym owner, know a gym owner, this is a great opportunity for you to reach out to those yoga instructors, to reach out to those martial artists, to reach out to people who want to live the clean, green lifestyle and improve their performance using our products. So take a look online. There's a flyer and information. You just need to put down a $100 deposit to save your spot, either online or live, and we'll get back to you and make sure you've got all the information you need. And then, you know, if you want to meet David Sandoval and Amy Venner live in person around business, then the best place to go is Diamond Club. You know, so we do a fantastic Diamond Club event, and we've really got that event dialed in as far as the food that we serve and the tour that we do and the education that we have and the bonding that we do. And there's going to be some kayaking and yoga and, you know, special excursions. So Diamond Club's going to be lots of fun. You need to get to Diamond by March 31st. So, you know, figure out what you're focused on. Figure out what's driving your business and driving your goals. And, you know, it may be Crown University. It might be PHP Academy. It might be Diamond Club. You know, get clear as to what you're accomplishing or wanted to accomplish here in the month of March and use the new tools that we have. Dream Platform's coming out as soon as we get the thumbs up from the Crowns and the Field Advisory Board. But we have lots of new materials as well. You know, our transformations have been updated and upgraded. Amy's going to be talking a little bit about a couple of enrollment packs that we've added to the website. We've got a new enrollment tear pad, new transformation support guide, new Healthy Happy Hour launch kits. We've renamed the Master Amino Super Amino 23 because of the important benefit of being absorbed into the muscles in 23 minutes or less. So we're constantly looking at ways to improve, upgrade, and make things easier to promote and share our business opportunity. And that's what we're doing over and over and over again, and that's what you're doing over and over and over again, and that's why we're breaking records. And that's why we're making a little bit of a mess here as we try to get the product out the door and serve you appropriately and efficiently, and making sure that everything you order and everything that you enroll with, that all of that gets to you and gets to you in a timely fashion. And the person who's in charge of making that happen is our owner. She's our COO, and she runs our manufacturing business as well as the shipping side of the business, and has a team of people she works with. But ultimately, they all report into her. And you know, to me, it's not just how smart she is and how hardworking she is, but it's really about how big of a heart she has to making sure that this company works as well as it possibly can. So she's going to share with you some updates as far as what's going on with shipping right now, where it is and where it's going. And so I'm going to turn the call over to Amy Warner, one of our owners.
Well, hi, Dave. Thanks. Hi, everybody. And, yeah, so it has been, it's been a challenging time. Obviously for everybody these last few weeks, this last month with our shipping transition. So first of all, I want to apologize because we have let you down. We've let our mission down, our team, you know, and the quality of our products and the team doesn't deserve the quality of service that we have provided over the last several weeks with it being an especially rough 10 days. So when I was doing the transformation support calls, when I get to do the meet the owner calls, I always like to throw in a little quote, and I found one that's actually really appropriate for this time that we're going through right now. And it says, it's from the great Joyce Meyer. She's a motivational pastor and speaker. And it says, "You can suffer the pain of change or suffer remaining the way you are." So I'll say it just one more time. You can suffer the pain of change or suffer remaining the way you are. And so right now we are, you know, knee-deep, shoulder high maybe, in suffering the pain of change. But Dave Sandoval and I, at the end of last year, we said we absolutely could not suffer remaining the way that we were. And that was with the ability to, as hard as we tried and as many people as we hired, we really could only get out about 500, 600, 700 packages a day, and we were maxed out. And we knew that our mission, and we knew that our vision, and we knew that our team was bigger than that and deserved better than that. And so we made that decision that we were going to go through the pain of change. Granted, we didn't know it was going to be quite this painful, but nonetheless, we made the decision that we must change because of the greater good, because of the mission, because of the vision that we had, and because of the wonderful teams that have been built throughout the country. And so we did that. We sought out a company. I feel, even despite the challenges that we have had over the last month, that we are with the right company, that we're with a company that understands network marketing, and they are working hand-in-hand with us in the trenches, literally 18, 20 hours a day to solve these issues that we've had. And so it is the right company. It gives us the capacity. It has multiple shipping sites. So it's really going to be able to, you know, exponentially allow for exponential growth and let us focus on the manufacturing, which is what we do best. So again, we totally understand. We've let you down. We have let down everything that we built up in regards to our service. But it is getting better. We are very near the end of this painful process. In fact, I just checked the report before we came on the call, and over half of the orders that came in through the weekend actually made it out the door today. So while that does not fully live up to our shipping commitment and where we are headed and what we believe in, it is making significant progress because the other, we still have a bit of backlogged orders in the system, although every day we are working through those. So I am very confident to say that by the end of this week, we will be back to the level of service that we, you know, can be proud of, something that we can be proud of, so that by Monday, your orders that are coming in Monday should be shipping on Tuesday. So again, I really want to apologize. I understand this is affecting your business. This is affecting, we're in business together. If it's not for you out there in the field, passionately talking about this and sharing this message and this vision with others, we wouldn't be here. We would not have we would not be doing what we're doing. And so I don't take that lightly. And I'm doing everything in my power, and I understand every order is important, and every person deserves better service than they have received over these last few weeks. And we are working night and day to make that happen, and I do feel very confident that by next week we won't be having calls like this again, and that things will be back on track.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Amy. I do know how hard you're working and how hard your team is working, and if you could, it sounds like, or at least when you shared it with me the other day, you were talking a little bit about how this really has little to do with the capabilities or quality of our shipping partner, but more technology glitches that we've had and continue to uncover. Can you just share a minute or two more about that and you know, where you think we are as far as solving those?
Hey, this is Dave. This is Dave. I just want to jump in and say, that I support everything that Amy's saying. And I was thinking of an analogy, Amy, before you go on. I usually drive that big old Ford, that big old truck. It's an old truck, and it's got just a few controls on it that I've learned to use for a while. And then I got a Range Rover. And it's got so many buttons and so many knobs and so many things that, to be honest with you, that every day I find a new thing about my car that I didn't know I had before. And I think that, sometimes when you start something new, something really, the difference between what the truck I was driving and the car I'm in now, there's no difference. I mean, I just discovered I've got a heated steering wheel, and I've been driving around in 28-degree temperature with gloves on. I just realized I have a heated steering wheel. The bottom line is that our new shipping center is phenomenal. It's like a really, really awesome new car with a lot of bells and whistles. And before, we knew where all the manual stuff was. We did everything manually. So it's very easy to deal with. Now everything's automated. Everything has a button. Everything has a knob. Everything has a switch. And we're figuring out where all those things are, just to put it in a more of a sailor's parlance or a driver's parlance. But Amy, why don't you tell them the technical part of that? But we've got a really nice new machine, and we're learning to drive it.
No, we have a beautiful new machine with scalability like we've never had before. And so that is what is so important looking forward into the future. But I've learned more about SQL databases for any of you techies out there. Learned more about SQL databases and data than I've ever wanted to learn. And, there is, as Dave said, there is a lot of things that go into, moving from a very manual system with a manual override button on every single thing that we did. In the past, you had, we could do almost anything because everything was manual, and everything has turned automated and systematized, and every piece of data must match moving into their system. And so with all the changes, which are amazing changes, moving into the Super Lights, moving into the Super Cleanser, coming out with some new packs, a new starter kit, it's a lot of data. So we were just kind of pulling out of getting all the data ironed out and our systems communicating when we introduced literally about 100 different permutations of item numbers and packs. So we kind of started all over again. And there's, with the new product introduction launches and the new athletic transformation and things that launched on the 20th. So that coupled with still some learning curves on learning to drive the nice new fancy vehicle where nothing has a manual override on it. Or if you manually override it, you must go through a long path. it's been painful, and it's been challenging, and it's been a learning curve for us on our end as we learn to navigate that. And we're very much through the worst of that, and we've got the data pieces ironed out, and I don't foresee any significant changes except for just a couple packs that we're going to talk about here in a minute, but I don't see any significant changes for a while. And so we're almost to the point. We're very close, to use the car analogy one more time. We're almost to a cruise control point. We're not quite there yet. My hands are very, very tight on the wheel, very, very tight on the wheel right now. But we are, like I said, by the end of the week, I'm just about ready to be able to put it on cruise control with much oversight. So things are getting better. The data's being worked out. We've actually hired a dedicated person, an analyst, to come in and oversee order management. So if there happens to be another unforeseen problem, we will recognize that within hours, not within days. And so that's also some of the problems that have occurred, is that we didn't recognize the data problem soon enough to react to it. So we've added the additional labor resource, and I'm working full-time training Amber. Her name is Amber, to be that point person and for her hands to be extremely tight on the wheel. So I feel very, very confident we're moving in the right direction. And like I said again, Dave and I decided it was way too painful. There was way too much at risk to stay where we were. We would not be accomplishing what we set out to accomplish, which is really to change the world, to get these products into as many people's hands as possible. And we just were not equipped here in Long Beach to do that. And so we made the decision, and again, I apologize from the bottom of my heart for the pain and suffering that it caused. And I know that you guys are taking calls. You're working 20 hours a day to diffuse this, and I don't take that lightly. And so, again, we're doing everything we can here to get it going, and I actually to get it going properly, and I feel really good. By the end of this week, it will for the last time. We'll be having this conversation for the very last time this week.
Great. Well, I do like the car analogy, and I think that makes a lot of sense. That driving around the neighborhood, you can drive around in an older vehicle, and you're familiar with it. But once you get out on the highway and you start to go fast, you want to be in a new vehicle. You want to be in a vehicle that can handle the speed. And so, yeah, there's a learning curve when you switch vehicles, and I think that's a perfect analogy, and I'm glad that we've got a vehicle that we can take out on the road and go fast with it. And if it's got heated steering wheel, that's even better. So that's great. So I appreciate that, and I think that the timing is going to work out perfectly, because as the Crown Team and Field Advisory Board is testing out the Dreams platform, we're getting those last few straggling orders out the door, caught up, and everybody, back where they need to be and back into the rhythm of, enrolling somebody and having that order go out the next day, enrolling somebody, having that order go out the next day, because there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be enrolling once they see our new website. There's going to be a lot more people enrolling when there's an upline that's looking at the back office and understanding how to maximize their check and the people below them. There's just going to be a lot more action and a lot more activity from this Dreams technology platform when people are on their phones, using their phone app, and checking in with all their new members in real time. So there's going to be a lot more happening. There's no question about that. So I think the timing is perfect that the shipping and operations are really getting their rhythm right now, just as we're about to launch this Dreams technology platform. So, David Sandoval, any final thoughts here as we wrap up tonight's call?
Like Amy said, she had a good quote. I just we're on the road to better things, and the road to better things is always going to come with challenges. And we are definitely knee deep in, in the process of becoming better. And I think that what people might think is that we're constantly changing. That isn't true. We're not constantly changing. This is a time of change. This is a time of reorganizing, restructuring. We're constantly improving. But the changes only come when they're absolutely necessary and they're absolutely needed. And these changes are absolutely necessary. They are absolutely needed. And then we will go back and we're going to listen again. We're going to listen to the next round of when you come back to us and say, okay, we're a $500 million company now. Here's what we have to do to become a billion-dollar company. And then you're going to see another round of serious changes, I'm sure. But these are the changes we've made right now, right here, that will take us there, that will take us to that $500 million company. And so, you know, we had to build that machine first. We had to build the infrastructure first. And that takes time. And you're here now when it's happening. And so I think it's a beautiful thing to know that you're here now while we're building the infrastructure to go from a $45 million company to a $500 million company, and that you guys are here to see it happen. So that's the only thing. And, you know, Amy, keep doing what you do. You know, we make a great team, and that includes everybody on the line. It includes you and I. We've got so many more important things to do together. This is just the beginning.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's a great way to close, and I know we got to meet the owners call tomorrow night. So take a look at your text, take a look at your email to get the subject. Unless, Dave, do you know what the subject is right off the top of your head? All right, so check your text.
Tomorrow night. Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow night,
go ahead.
We're going to be talking about the special. Could you hear me, David?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Tomorrow night we're going to be talking about this month's special, which is Best of Green. And we're going to talk about how it could help somebody with hypothyroid. We're going to talk about how it could help people with heavy metal issues, how it could help people, even kids with ADD. Best of Greens is one of the top products in our catalog that nobody knows about, and I think it's time that they did. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow, and I hope that you'll be tuning in.
Fantastic. Well, good. Well,
I also want to say, by the way, the response to the PHP Academy has been phenomenal. There's a couple of rooms available, only two rooms available left for the event that is in 10 days. And we'd love to fill every room. So if you're sitting on the fence, please get off of it and come on down.
Nice. Well, you know, when the person who wrote the Green Foods Bible calls the product the best of greens, you know there's some good stuff in there. So take a listen tomorrow night, and thanks, everybody, for joining us here this evening. I will echo, you know, Amy's commentary, which is we're working as hard as we possibly can to make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible, and we really appreciate your patience and your hard work and continuing to take this company to higher levels, and we're all on the same team, we're all working together, and things are going to get a lot faster and a lot more fun and a lot smoother here in the next few days. So keep up what you're doing. Join Dave tomorrow night on the call about Best of Greens, and we'll be looking for some thumbs up for our Crown and Field Advisory Board teams on the Dreams platform, and as soon as it's available to the entire field, you'll know it in a big, big, big way. And we'll have a fantastic breakout call to let everybody know how to maximize the benefits of the Dreams platform here this month. So thanks for joining us. Catch Dave tomorrow night, and have a good one. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye, Nate.